From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iran looks forward to the lifting of sanctions. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says he expects sanctions on Iran to be lifted in the coming weeks after the UN nuclear agency ended its probe into allegations Iran once worked to develop a nuclear weapon. In a televised address on Wednesday, he said, "I tell the great Iranian nation that, God willing, the sanctions will be lifted in January, and the government will fulfill one of its election promises. The chains of sanctions will be removed from the feet of Iran's economy, and the path will be open for more interaction with the world." On Tuesday, the International Atomic Energy Agency unanimously approved a resolution to close its more than decade-old investigation into Iran's nuclear work. But on the same day, United Nations experts concluded that Iran violated a UN resolution when it fired a ballistic missile in October, a move that could lead to sanctions. A UN resolution prohibits Iran from launching ballistic missiles capable of delivering nuclear weapons. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has stressed to Iraqi leaders the desire of the U.S. and its coalition partners to accelerate efforts to defeat Islamic State group. Secretary Carter met with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and Defense Minister Khaled al-Obaidi after making an unannounced visit Wednesday to Baghdad as part of a trip to seek more help in the battle against ISIS. Carter told reporters he discussed with both men the importance of building on their success to complete the recapture of Ramadi and then continue the campaign.
"We have to defeat ISIL here in Iraq and Syria, where the parent tumor is. Now, we also have business to do around the world, because this is metastasized to other parts of the world, including our own homelands."
Secretary Carter also held talks with General Sean McFarland. This is